This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Take the sound of a dozen Siberian Huskies amped up and ready to run, and multiply it by another 400 or 500 dogs, and you'll get some idea of what to expect at the Haliburton Dog Sled Derby at the Pinestone January 24th and 25th. These aren't just dogs, though. They're highly skilled and motivated four-legged athletes competing in a number of different races, headed up by mushers of all ages from across the province, Quebec, and the U.S. The event even attracted international attention when the Jamaican dog sled team raced a few years back. In preparation for the weekend's event, Canoe FM ventured out into the woods northeast of Haliburton to learn more about dog sledding from a local expert, Tanya McCready of Winter Dance Dog Sled Tours. We sat beside a wood-burning stove as just outside, a group of dogs were being hitched up for an afternoon ride. Meanwhile, her young pup Sherlock tried to distract us from our conversation. With her husband Hank DeBruin, McCready started the Haliburton Dog Sled Derby after the Minden races stopped being held. She says this will be the 19th year for the event that brings together competitive teams, several different dog breeds, ardent fans, and curious spectators.
Basically, we put in a trail up and down every fairway of Pinestone's golf course. So the 6 and 8 dog teams will run about 5.5 miles. And then the 4 dogs, the 2 dogs, ski jours, they'll run about a 4 mile trail. So we just cut one loop off. And then we have the youth race, and they just do, their race is probably only about 1 kilometer. So they just do a very short up one fairway, well, I guess 2, and down and then back. And then the kid and mutt, they do about 100 meters. They're pretty quick. So they're the crowd favorite.
Well, dog sledding attracts all kinds of people from all walks of life. McCready says one ingredient is mandatory, a love of dogs.
I don't know, other than the love of dogs, that there is any other qualification, because you'll meet mushers from every profession you can imagine. Business owners, veterinarians, doctors, nurses, teachers, contractors, like literally there is no profession that's like, oh, you're likely going to be a musher. Obviously you got to love winter, got to love dogs, and yeah, working with these incredible animals. I mean, that's the magic of what mushing is. You know, people come in and see the dogs excited and it looks awesome at the starting line, but the bottom line, it's the bond that you build with these dogs. That's what mushing is about.
In recent years, McCready says the rising cost to feed and care for sled dogs has driven many mushers to decrease the size of their teams. Now, she says, the 4 and 2 dog teams have become the norm. Oh, and contrary to popular belief, the dogs don't respond to the command mush. Most mushers say hike, gee, or ha.
You know, we used to have a ton of 6 and 8 dog teams, like huge trucks like ours would pull in with like 20 dogs. I don't see much of that anymore, just sadly, because the cost is so high. Whether it's dog food, vet bills, like, it's just everything is so expensive now. So it makes it very hard for people to have, you know, a kennel of 10, 20, 30 dogs. So now we see a lot more, like, we didn't even have a 2-dog class until probably 2020. And now the 2-dog class is almost the biggest class in other races, because it makes it so accessible for almost anybody to come out and have fun with their dog. Dogs don't understand the word mush at all. Hike is the word we use, but I mean, you really don't have to say anything because they just want to run. So yeah, if you let go of the brake, off you go.
And training, as with all athletes, is important for both the dogs and the mushers themselves. Her husband, Hank, competes in 1,000 mile races. So his training is much different than their daughter, Michaela's preparation for sprints.
And some mushers will come and they'll be, you know, recreational, as we call it, which they just want to go out and have a great time with their dogs, right? And then there's others come that take the sport very seriously, that start training in September so that they're in the best shape possible, their dogs are in the best shape possible. So, I mean, they're there to win and do the best that they can, not just, you know, to go out and have fun. So training, it's... Yeah, I mean, we start, you know, if you're a serious race team, as soon as you get 10 Celsius or below, you're getting your dogs in shape so that they're ready for winter.
Having run Winter Dance Dog Sled Tours for 26 years, McCready knows what drives her Huskies to race and the misconceptions that exist from those outside the sport. She says while their dogs are pets who love to play, their desire to work as a team is their true purpose and passion. As to who chooses the lead dog, well, that's up to them.
They get so excited to run, and when they finish running, they're happy because they've run, right? Like, they've done what they live to do. And, you know, some people are like, what's the difference between them running as a team or just going to a dog park and running? But for sled dogs, it's all the difference in the world, because our guys go out and run in dog parks every single day with their buddies, and they love it. That's great. But they see a harness and get to go and work together as a team. It's a whole different ballgame. And they live to work together as a team. It's pretty amazing to see.
How do you decide who's the lead dog?
They decide.
The dogs decide?
Of course they decide.
Really?
Of course. Think about any person, right? Can you tell someone that they're going to be a leader?
No.
They have to tell you. They have to show you. Dogs are the same. There's dogs that if you put them in lead, they will sit down. There's dogs that if you put them further back in the team, they will be completely dejected because they know they're meant to be at the front. The dogs tell you who's going to be the leader. And your job in fall training is to figure out who has what strengths, and every year it could change. You know, we've had leaders that as a 2-3-year-old have no desire to lead. By the time they're 5 or 6, brilliant leaders.
There are only 3 dog races held each year in Ontario. The Haliburton Dog Sled Derby, the races in Kearney, north of Bracebridge, and another event in South River. McCready encourages everyone to come out this weekend, January 24th and 25th, to the Pinestone. But please leave your dogs at home to keep from disrupting the race team dogs.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.